Blog Talk Radio.
Say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare. A snare is a trap of the fowler. A fowler is a person who takes or kills for food, usually. And from the perilous is hazardous or dangerous. Pestilences, that's like a fatal disease, an epidemic, such as bacterial meningitis, bubonic plague, or if someone sneezes on you, you catch it. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you or your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I have read the entire Psalms 91. A word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your compassion towards us. Thank you for giving us your love, patience, understanding, knowledge, good health, a sound mind, prosperity, peace, good family and friends, and all the good that man fails to offer. Thank you for allowing us sheep to choose to follow and worship you, our Father in heaven. And now, the prayer of Adam for us sheep, including those sheep who are straying right now. O Lord God, my Father, my life is in your hand. Banish this adversary far from me, who seek to destroy my soul, and give me his glory, which he himself has lost. Now that's the prayer of Adam, and that comes from the book of Adam and Eve. You know, there are other books that are not written in the Bible. Those books, I'll just name a few of those that are left out of the King James Version of the Bible. And when I tell you that I am a follower of Jesus Christ, I follow what is written in the New Testament that Jesus and his disciples have written, and not what Paul has written. Although from time to time, I may say something that Paul has written, but just as the disciples refused to accept Paul, I too. And that's my reasoning. I am not a follower of Paul. And one of these days I'll give you all of my reasons. But here are some of the names of the books that are left out of the New Testament. These scrolls are the scrolls of Adam and Eve, the epistles of Barnabas, and you know, epistles are letters. The book of Enoch, the secrets of Enoch, the testimony of the 12 patriarchs, the gospel of Philip, the gospel of Thomas. So those are the names of some of the books that are left out of the King James Version of the Bible. Happy Sabbath, everybody. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Of course, I know you have your Bible ready. Now, your Bible may read a little different from mine. Nonetheless, it says pretty much the same. You have your pen, paper, or pencil. Check. All right. You have your cold glass of water. Check. Excellent. Now, sheep, what I want you to do is turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 20, and verse 17. I will pick up reading from where I left off, and that was at verse 17. Let me have a word of prayer for myself right now. Father God, bless me to read all of chapter 20, starting at chapter 17, finish that, and finish all of chapter 21. I pray this prayer in your name. Amen. Well, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's pick up reading Matthew chapter 20, verse 17, that Jesus is right now, he's talking about his death and resurrection. Chapter 20, verse 17. Then Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock." Mock means to mimic or to imitate. And to scourge. Scourge is to whip. And to crucify. Of course, you know, crucify means to nail on the cross or nail onto the tree. And the third day, he will rise again. Now, there is a question that I have. I wondered why Jesus would call himself the Son of Man. Perhaps later in the lessons that I read to you, we will find out together. Let's pick up reading at chapter 20, verse 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him. She came to Jesus with her son, kneeling down and asking something of him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She says to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine," and her sons are James and John, "may sit, one on the right hand and the other on the left hand, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask." And looking at John and James, he says, "You do not know what you ask." He says, "Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the ten heard it, they were moved with indignation. And of course, you know, indignation means they were angry. They got angry at this. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that rulers of the Gentile lord is over them, and those who are great," "and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. In my other Bible, it says, let him be your minister. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. In my other Bible, it says, let him be your servant. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men heard that Jesus was passing by and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." And the multitude warned them they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." So Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Chapter 21. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them." All that was done that it was, might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you." My Bible here says lowly, but in my other Bible it says meek, and sitting on a donkey, a coat and a foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the coat, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a great multitude spread their garments on the road, others cutting down branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Then the multitude who went before and those who followed him cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seat of those who sold doves. And then he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called the house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children cried out in the temple, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. Now he's talking about the priests and the scribes. They became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfect praise'?" Then they left him and went out. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. Now, in the morning, he returned to the city. He was hungry, and seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves. And he said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." And immediately the fig tree withered away. Now when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" So Jesus answered and said to them, "But surely I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, it will be done. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now, when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? But Jesus answered and said to them, I will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men? And they, you're talking about the chief priests and scribes and elders, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? Meaning, believe John the Baptist. But if we say from men, we fear the multitude, for all count John as a prophet. So then they answered Jesus, saying, we do not know. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterwards he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second son and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, but did not go. Which of these two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the harlots believed, and when you saw it, you did not afterwards relent and believe him. Here another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to wine dressers and went to a far country. Now, when the vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive his fruit. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. And he sent again other servants, more than the first, and they did to them likewise. Then last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him into the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to the vine dressers? They said to him, He will destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their season. Jesus said to them, did you never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. That sounds like me. I was rejected. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but on whoever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Now the chief priests and Pharisees heard this parable. They perceived that he was speaking of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took Jesus for a prophet. Now, let's have a closing word of prayer on this happy Sabbath day. Heavenly Father, our Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful day in Detroit, Michigan, and allowing us sheep to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for protecting us from the evil ones and giving us this day our daily bread and leading us not into temptation. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Sheep, remember to take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I will be with you next time.
The G.